the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, Hurricane Ernesto is bringing dangerous swimming conditions to New Jersey beaches this weekend. The Jersey Shore could experience wind gusts of up to 30 miles an hour. The combination of Ernesto's swells, heavy winds, and a nearly full moon could create higher than normal tides, beach erosion, and increased flooding in lowing areas. People are urged to stay out of the water where red flags are waving and where lifeguards are not on duty. Flanked by popular grocery store items, former President Donald Trump highlighting the cost of food, car insurance, and housing during a nearly 90-minute press conference at his Bedminster Golf Club Thursday, where he ticked off a list of grievances, mostly aimed at his opponent in the race for the White House, Vice President Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris is a radical California liberal who broke the economy, broke the border, and broke the world, frankly.
Trump's press conference came on the heels of a report from the Labor Department that showed year-over-year inflation has reached its lowest level in more than 3 years. As for Harris, she's planning to speak about her economic policies in North Carolina today. She joined President Joe Biden Thursday to tout the Biden administration's successful negotiations with pharmaceutical companies that lead to lower costs on 10 of Medicare's most expensive drugs.
Medicare was prohibited by law from negotiating lower drug prices. And those costs then got passed on to our seniors, but not anymore.
The reduced prices, which will save taxpayers billions of dollars, were achieved thanks to the Inflation Reduction Act, a bill that was able to pass due to Harris breaking a 50-50 tie in the Senate. No one likes to get a ticket, but in one New Jersey town, residents are demanding that police write more of them. And the police chief has obliged. Hundreds of residents signed a petition citing growing concerns about speeding and reckless driving through residential neighborhoods. The chief posting on Facebook that he has dispatched more patrols and anyone caught speeding should expect a ticket. Download our free app, sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. How is the weekend shaping up? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrell's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. It's been an amazing week of weather across New Jersey, and today is the grand finale, a very warm but completely dry day. For the weekend, we're tracking several impulses and several rounds of rain, but don't go blowing out your weekend plans. You'll find breaks of dry weather along the way. Sun this morning will turn to clouds as we go through this afternoon. Dry, calm, very warm, 85 to 90 for most of the state, cooler at the shore. Mostly cloudy tonight, with showers potentially creeping in by daybreak tomorrow, lows in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, spotty showers are possible at any time, especially early and late. It'll be cloudy, breezy, and humid, highs 80 to 85. We'll catch a lull in the rainfall action early Sunday, but scattered showers and thunderstorms will return Sunday afternoon and evening. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Weather is brought to you by Parks Casino. This is how you win. Check out these comedy headliners coming to the Excite Center inside Parks Casino. Steve Trevino on November 23rd and Kathleen Madigan on December 7th. Visit parkscasino.com. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Scotch Plains is 76. Belmar is 79. Mays Landing is 77. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.